Westlock. National Indigenous Peoples Day June 21 was a day to honor First Nations across the country and also an historic day to recognize Indigenous people and their lands in the village of Clyde. In what was the very first Treaty 6 flag-raising ceremony, local residents, students and those from nearby municipalities, including the town of Westlock, joined members of village council and staff for the historic event. Clyde Mayor Karis Logan Acquer said they were pleased to be a part of this important day and shared a few words with the crowd, prior to the flag-raising, and noted the flag will be a permanent fixture outside the village office. As your village council, we decided that one of the ways we could acknowledge the importance of this treaty was to raise a Treaty 6 flag in our community, said Logan Acquer. We hope this shows our willingness to grow in understanding, respect and honor towards those who we have the privilege to share this land with. Treaty 6 was created and signed in 1876 and the flag shortly thereafter. It was given to the Indigenous people of Treaty 6 by Queen Victoria to be flown forever. Today, Treaty 6 territory stretches west into Jasper and east into Saskatchewan, north to Athabasca and south to just north of Red Deer. Prior to the flag raising, Logan Acquer also read the new Village of Clyde land acknowledgement, that was created with help from members at Alexander First Nation. This land acknowledgement will be read at the start of every council meeting going forward. We acknowledge Treaty 6 territory, the traditional and ancestral territory of the Cree, Dene, Blackfoot, Salto, Nakota Sioux and Métis, and as they say, for as long as the sun shall cross the sky, the grass grows, and the rivers flow, we stand in thankfulness today with grateful hearts that we too can call this beautiful land home, she said. Students in grades 5, 7, 8 and 9 from Eleanor Hall School were also in attendance to observe the event on National Indigenous Peoples Day. One of those students was Gemma Zadanesky, who is Métis. It means a lot because it just shows how much Indigenous people mean to Canada, said Zadanesky, adding she and her classmates have been learning about Indigenous people and culture in school. Michaela Moore, 13, and her sister LaShonda, 14, both Cree, are daughters of Village of Clyde Councillor Donna Moore and were invited to help raise the Treaty 6 flag at the village office during the ceremony. A recorded song about Treaty 6 by Northern Cree, a pow-wow and round dance drum and singing group was played during the flag-raising. They're learning about their heritage and culture. Their grandmother is a big part of our family and she's the one who had the ribbon skirts made for them, said Moore, noting the traditional clothing the girls wore for the event. She is very active in their lives and tries to pass on as much of their culture as she can. Going forward, it's going to be a very significant memory for them. As they learn more about their heritage, the significance of the day will become more real, Moore concluded. Christine Jean, TownandCountryToday.com.